USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Another hearing on the January 6th attack on the Capitol is underway. Ohio Democrat Tim Ryan saying Capitol security officials should not have been so ill-prepared for the assault.
And if we ignore the mistakes of the past, the Capitol campus will continue to be vulnerable to unknown and unexpected threats.
Washington State Representative Jamie Butler saying the attack should never be forgotten. Today, the Texas House is trying to get to the bottom of the state's massive power outages. State Representative Abel Hacero lays out his concerns.
As we continue our investigation to answer why, it is clear there was an abominable display of inaction and ineptitude in leadership.
Testifying before the committee on Thursday is the head of ERCOT, which is in charge of the state's power grid. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Senate Democrats are criticizing Republican members for using the same attacks against President Biden's coronavirus relief package. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, saying Republicans are the reason that a bill has not been passed. The New York Democrat also saying direct payments to the American people are something that Republicans have always supported, up until now. Another COVID-19 variant in the United States.
The new variant of the coronavirus has been identified in New York. Researchers say the new variant is similar to the one first found in South Africa and could be more transmissible. Researchers at Columbia University say it was first isolated in samples collected in November and now represents about 12% of cases in the state. Scientists say the variant does not appear to be resistant to available vaccines. The studies from Columbia and Caltech have yet to be peer-reviewed or published. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new survey indicates that a majority of American mothers would like to leave the workforce and stay at home with their children. 84% of working women telling Forbes Women and the Bump that staying home to raise children is a financial luxury they aspire to. When it comes to raising children, psychologist Adam Grant says there's one harmful question that parents and grandparents ask their kids. That question, what do you want to be when you grow up? He explains to me why.
I hate that question. I hate that it encourages kids to define themselves in terms of work. I'm an organizational psychologist, but I don't think what you want to be should be limited to what you happen to do for a living. Right? We should be able to say, I want to be a great dad. Or I want to be a good person. I think the other risk is when you ask kids what they want to be, it locks them into a fixed identity and it leads them to fall in love with one possible career path. As opposed to saying, you know what, there are many different things that I'm interested in doing and I'm going to stay open to pursuing lots of different possibilities.
As far as what Grant believes you should be asking your children or grandchildren.
What are all those things you're excited to do? Right? Think about careers as actions to take, not identities to claim. And I think the other question that's worth asking is, okay, you know, what are some of the skills that you like to use or some of the strengths that you might want to hone and try to master?
Grant also with a book out titled Think Again. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.